to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
Give it to me straight.
There's a place to find all the answers.
AMFM Shortwave Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stattmiller. It is Thursday, the 3rd of May, 2007. And I am going to, with modification, continue with what I was talking about yesterday. Michael Herzog, folks, if you're just tuning into my show and you don't listen to anything else on this network, bad mistake. Michael Herzog is on this network the 2 hours prior to this program, and he's a hell of a guy. That's all I can say. We're in a bit of a fix here in America, are we not? Well, there's problems that we can fix and have an immediate impact on, and there's some that we can work on. Well, I've been working on this network for almost, this is May, June, next month is our third anniversary. And I said on the program yesterday, I said, you know, there has been this kind of weird feeling, this malaise. The deer in the headlights syndrome, I think I called it. And a lot of people have noticed this. And this is not the kind of thing that is going to give us the energy, the synergy to do what we need to do. And quite frankly, folks, it's simple in its equation. It's not going to be an easy task to restore this country to its original luster. But as I said on Michael Herzog's program, we don't have to reinvent anything. It's already been invented. We are not that old as a country, a couple of hundred years plus. The greatest country that has ever been on the face of this earth. With liberty and freedom and supposedly justice for all. But I have been talking with people in the last 24 hours. And I just got off the phone with Frosty Wooldridge, and I talked a little bit to him. He just wrote a column for News with Views, and I have yet to read it. He said, but it's ironic that you and I are talking about this today, because it was along the lines of what has happened to people. We have a lot of good Americans out there. We have a lot of good Americans we have yet to discover because, quite frankly, we're not big enough to reach as many people as we would like to. But once they hear the message, you have exclamations such as, holy mackerel, where have you people been? Or I've never heard anything like this before. Or my goodness, I'm glad to be hearing this because I'm tired of the claptrap out there. At the same token, the listeners to this broadcast or this network, they're tired of hearing bad news. And the bad news is going to continue until the good people organize and stand up and stand against it. I do believe this, folks, and it's not razzmatazz because I don't like to do things that I know are going to fail. But I do believe that we have an even chance of getting this country back. It's better than 90-10. I'll take a 50-50 any day. We'll be right back.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We have a long way to go and a short while to get there. That's no breaking news to anybody out there. But I think what we have, and I started to talk about Frosty Woolridge. I had a conversation with him today before the program. And he said he just wrote a column on this that I described it as the deer in the headlights. You know, you're not moving forward. You're not trying to get out of the way. You're not jumping to the side. You're just standing there in stasis, big-eyed, but not moving. And I do not believe, as I said, I do not believe, not for a moment, that we don't have an even chance of getting this country back. I've been talking to people that have been perfecting how to go after the grand juries, and this has got judges and politicians and the good old boy clique, they're white-knuckled right now. My question is, can we do this with these politicians, even though they might be a United States senator or a United States congressman? They're all residents of a particular state. They don't live in Washington, D.C., or most of them don't. So can we go after them for treason against the Constitution in their home states in front of a grand jury? I'm just throwing that out. It's just a question I have. I don't know. But I do know that work is being done, and good work with positive result, after going after these judges and these prosecutors. you know, the old saying about a prosecutor that's, they can indict a ham sandwich, and they regularly do. They have political aspirations. They want to climb that judicial ladder. You know, it used to be in public service in this country, you would drag them into office kicking and screaming. They wouldn't spend $6 or $10 or $20 million to go get $100,000 or $150,000 a year job. What, are you crazy? Ah, but the power that that wields, the connections, the business opportunities, the perks, all of that, the trappings, it's really enticing. It's an inducement. So once we get the good old boy clicks in place, the question is then how do you go after it? How do you shut it down? And I think it goes without saying that many people in this country are tired of the business as usual. And I think that's an understatement. We're tired of the controlled media, the step and fetchings for the corporations and the politicians, the CFR members that are the head of the major networks and the opinion makers in the newspapers, that they know how to spell Constitution, but they won't touch it. Nor will they endorse or back people that do, or even bring it up as a debate as to what is unconstitutional, what is the role of government. Oh, my God, let us not go there, because people might actually start to consider what form of government that we're under right now versus what was originally drawn up, both at the federal and state level. My God, let's not go there. Now, there's a debate that should be on every evening news program, especially coming up to next year, presidential election cycle, 2008. We don't want to go there. Well, I'll tell you one of the people that I think at the federal level, at least, has the best chance. And I'm telling you what, the pickings are real slim out there. The ones that aren't bought off and part of that good old boy clique. And I don't care if they're a Mason. I don't care if they're, you know, skull and bones. I don't care what. You know, I don't care what they are or who they're connected with. People have lost sight of one thing. This is our country. It doesn't belong to George Bush or Dick Cheney. They may think they own it. It doesn't belong to any politician or any CEO of any corporation. It belongs to us. Us. We, the people. So there is a bridge to gap here as to how and what we are. How do we get from point A to point B? Well, I've talked about it on the program a lot of times. We need more boots on the ground. And everybody's got their little pet projects. And every once in a while, something comes along that everybody hops on board with. One of them was Aaron Russo's Freedom to Fascism. But I saw the same thing happen with the theatrical release, as did with Gradecki's Waco Rules of Engagement. And keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, we want to talk about something that crosses party lines or your preconceptions on how things should be. When Waco Rules of Engagement was shown at the Cannes Film Festival, there wasn't a dry eye in the house, okay? That went across all paradigms of political thought. Pictures of babies twisted, mangled, burned. That touches people. That is a supercharged, emotional, hot button. Aaron Russo, pretty accomplished guy, wouldn't you say? Comes out with Freedom to Fascism. But the thing blew up at the theaters, and it never got its national release. But I'll tell you what, there's a hell of a lot of copies of Freedom to Fascism out there. And I've heard repeatedly from people, and people that don't know their constitution from the roll of toilet paper they've got in their bathroom at home, that watched that film and was literally entertained and mesmerized. They watched it from beginning to end, and then they turned around and they watched it again. Then they showed their friends. There is a certain type of energy and synergy, if you will, that goes with these type of things. But they only come along every once in a while. and that energy level kind of drops off. And then our mindset of, oh my goodness, you know, God, they got all the guns and, you know, they're, you know, you talk about the founding fathers and the American Revolution against King George, but, you know, gosh, they had ball loading rifles and so did we. And, well, we had a little different tactics. You know, when we first went after the English, we stood up in the lines and marched across the fields just like they did. What an idiotic way to fight a war. But then the not-so-regular people came in the Continental Army and said, you know what, we're going to try some different tactics. We're going to hide behind the hedgerows. We're going to peek through the branches of the trees. Let these idiots in their bright red coats march across the field. Hey, good pickings. The point is that things were pretty equal. Now, oh my gosh, they've got all the surveillance technologies, and they've got all the weapons, and the mind control, and we're doomed. I don't think so. I don't think so. And let me tell you some reasons why I'm saying this. Because I did mention before about the grand juries. That these are citizen grand juries, folks. These are not controlled by judges or prosecutors or anybody else. And when we discover the criminality of the judges and the fixing of cases, and I do mean fixing of cases, as to, and especially in federal tax cases, I've been a witness to myself, Dixon Cannon's trial, about not allowing to offer into evidence anything that would defend, would be allowed to and cause that jury pause for, you know, cause for pause and to consider that, wait a minute, I think this guy has something. I saw it shut completely down by a federal judge that had already been pulled off the bench for a year because of misconduct. But what if we were able to go in front of citizen grand juries on these judges that are sitting in these various district courthouses, federal courthouses across this land, and say to that citizen jury, you know what? You got somebody operating for the Fed here right in our little backyard, and he's putting our people in our state right here in jail. And we need to get rid of this clown. Or better still, he needs to be criminally charged and thrown in jail. Because one of the guarantees in this country, ladies and gentlemen, is not just a soapbox, it's the jury box. As I mentioned, and everybody knows, every 4 years in this country, we elect a new president. You know who the last four terms went to? They are kin. They are joined at the hip. They're more of Siamese twins than I think Siamese twins everywhere. They are of the same ideology, the same global mindset, the same agenda. And it doesn't matter. There's not a dime's worth of difference between the two of them. Bill Clinton was just a little slicker at giving his presentations, where George Bush, unless he's reading a script, can't say two sentences without looking like the total buffoon that he really is. Well, he's just a tool. And some might argue that Dick Cheney runs the Oval Office up there. Well, that may be true, but somebody also runs Dick Cheney. And that's the point. We got too many people with too many vested interests controlling and running our supposed elected representatives. Now, add into that problem, I didn't want to go down this rabbit hole, but since I'm talking about it, going down that rabbit hole, now we have an interesting mix of a lot of people in this country that think socialism and communism is okay. But you know what? That banner is never put on there. They don't recognize that they're following socialistic or communistic ideals. Because of why? Well, because they've not been connected to their constitution. They don't even know what form of government that we have. So they have no comparative basis as to when to stand up, hold up their hand and say, oh, wait a minute here. Let's stop. Well, one guy coming into this election cycle next year, Ron Paul. And as much as I like Tom Tancredo and what he's done on the illegal immigration deal, he's not presidential material. He might make a good vice president, and maybe Ron Paul can teach him a thing or two about how the government's supposed to run. We'll take the break here. We'll come back on the other side. Stay tuned. We'll take your calls also today. We're in the middle of a pledge drive for the network, folks. 800-724-2719. Now is not the time to lay down and go to sleep.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
All right, we're back. I'm going to take your calls here, 800-313-9443. Ladies and gentlemen, and I'm going to get into the subject matter more in this program today because it is one that desperately needs talked about. And what was I saying before the break here? There is a possibility here that Ron Paul... He is, by the way, let me get out my note sheet here, tonight on MSNBC, the nine-member GOP debate, Ron Paul is going to be in there, along with Giuliani, the cross-dresser, Mike Huckabee, the wannabe, out of Arkansas. I don't want anything else out of Arkansas. Duncan Hunter out of California, John McCain, Mitt Romney, Tommy G. Thompson, Sam Brownback, former Virginia Governor Jim Gilmore, and Ron Paul. Now, there was a nasty rumor going around here that Ron Paul was not going to be allowed on the South Carolina presidential debate. And this actually came from Aaron Russo. And so I called the South Carolina GOP offices, and I told them who I was, and I said, "What's the deal here?" No, Ron Paul is going to be included on the May 15 debate in South Carolina. And I said, rumor has it that Fox News wasn't going to cover this because, well, you know, Ron Paul's got 1%. You know, he's a 1%er. He doesn't have that much of an attraction. You know, why should we cover it? No, wait a minute. Ron Paul on the same stage as Mitt Romney, Tommy Thompson, my gosh, John McCain, Rudy Giuliani, Mike Huckabee, he's going to eat these guys' lunch. Because he is what? He is a strict constitutionalist, folks. Any debate, any argument that's brought up, I can't wait for this man to really open up his heart. And see, Ron Paul made a turnaround. I gave a speech down in McKinney Ruffs, Texas, with Ron Paul a couple of years ago. And at that time, I was asking him, why are you not going to run for president? And his wife and his number one at his office and Ron Paul almost said in unison, because they'd kill me. And I said, okay, we got an election cycle coming up here, midterm elections, last November. Where did that come from? Okay. Why not run for state governor? Because that's Bush's twin down here, Rick Perry. Same thing. And I said, wait a minute, Congressman, there's enough retired Marine Force recon, Navy SEALs, people that have the ability to slice and dice at will, and they're not afraid of a firefight. They would literally have to drop a nuclear bomb on Austin, Texas, to get rid of you. Well, evidently, because I've made remarks on this program before, if you're going to throw your hat in the ring in the political arena, don't be shy about this. You're the one that chose it. It didn't choose you. You chose it. And evidently, Ron Paul has come around because he is now in the presidential debates. He is running for president in 2008, and I think he's got a good shot. If he gets the airtime and the support of the people out there that are bitching and complaining every single day of their lives, that it's all fixed. Now, I understand that the president can't wave a magic wand and all of a sudden all the little Congress critters and all the little senators sit up straight in their little seats and say, yes, sir, Mr. President, we're going to go back to the Constitution. But here's the guy that's got the ability to override. Here is the bully pulpit in politics supreme in this country. The Oval Office. It's going to be interesting to see who he chooses as a running mate. I suspect it's going to be Tom Tancredo. Because as I said, old Tommy doesn't have that good of a voting record on some very important and crucial core issues in this country. He might make a good president, or I'm sorry, a vice president under a strong president. And I think Ron Paul can teach this guy a few things about courage, about how government is supposed to run, what the Constitution really is. And let me not take anything away from him, because he's done a great job on the illegal aliens in this country. He's been steadfast on the issue, got a lot of press, and that's a good thing. But that's like going after Rosie O'Donnell because she's got good numbers, and I'm going to tie my wagon to that fat pig. And excuse me, Rosie, you are, okay? You were right about one thing, about 9/11 being an inside job. But as far as anything else goes, if you burst into a ball of flame, I'm not going to support you. I wouldn't even walk across the street to pee on you to put you out. Because you're a walking, talking socialist, communist library unto yourself. You know, I don't want to talk about your sexual preferences, but you know what? Come on. This is what I was talking about before, about the second tier of people coming into this. The candlestick maker, the baker, the banker, the lawyer that goes, you know what? This thing is broke. And now I'm willing to listen. Is there anybody out there speaking? Is there anything worth listening to? And anybody worth listening to? And individuals, doesn't matter. But take the break. Take your phone calls, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
So, tonight, folks, on MSNBC, Ron Paul will get some FaceTime, and the nine GOP White House hopefuls will participate. And that's coming from the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library, an event hosted by Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation in conjunction with MSNBC and the Politico. I don't know much about the Politico, but he's also going to be included in the Super Tuesday primary, the debate before the Super Tuesday primary on January 30th. Of next year. So, will this guy build enough of a head of steam, get enough FaceTime, get enough support out there to make a serious run into White House? I think once people hear what this man has to say, I think it's a hands down. And then they're going to have to try to go out there and fix the vote. And I hope that all those people out there have been working on the voter fraud issue and these magic little boxes that they can fix, I hope they have all their ducks in a row for honest elections for the presidential elections of 2008. And as I said, I called South Carolina GOP offices And Ron Paul is going to be included in that May 15th debate. And Fox News is going to cover it. And evidently, from the sound of this woman's voice I talked to down here at the GOP headquarters, they have been getting slammed. Their phones have been ringing off the hook. Does that sound like there's a little bit of support out there for Ron Paul? I would think so. Let me go to the phones here before I go on. Carrie in Louisiana. Hello, Carrie.
Hey, Mr. Stepmill. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I got an email from Ron Paul's organization this afternoon saying he's been invited to the debate in South Carolina on the 15th. And, yeah, I tried to get the word out to as many people as I could for them to call in. So apparently it worked.
Yeah, it did. and they told me, though, something very odd, and it's like anybody that's running for a political office will take advantage of any airtime whatsoever. They said something to me that kind of caught my ear. They said, well, if he can make it down here. And I told him, I said, I don't care if I have to go out there and collect pop bottles for a deposit to get this guy a plane ticket to get him down there.
Yeah. I mean, he's paid his $25,000 to be on the ballot there. I mean, he's been included in the debate.
That's right.
One thing I want to talk to, well, actually, it's two things. One's kind of funny. I'll tell you that one quick. One of the comments I heard out of the White House over the Iraq spending bill, where, you know, they had the timelines where the troops have to come home. The Bush White House said that that was unconstitutional because the legislature was trying to control the military. And it just, like, when did Bush and company ever give a rat's behind about the Constitution? I just thought it was funny.
That coming from a man that said the Constitution is just a GD piece of paper, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Another thing I want to talk to you about real quickly, I have a neighbor who's like dyed-in-the-wool, major Republican, lifelong Republican. Hell, I'm a lifelong Republican until a few years ago. But this guy's like, he's an engineer, you know, that they can kind of be stuck in their ways and they know everything, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I put 5 DVDs in his hand, including American Freedom Fascism, Loose Change, Pandora's Black Box, let's see what else, Iraq for Sale, and Terror Storm. And I said, look, just watch these, you know, when you get a chance. Well, I'm out doing my morning walk, and he's out there in his yard, and he stops me. And he's like, oh, man, I really appreciate you giving me those DVDs, and is it okay if I hang on to them for another day? I want my wife to watch them. I said, no, those are copies. Keep them. Show them to people. And he's like, well, you know, he says the one I didn't like was that, and you were talking about American Freedom Fascism earlier, and how, like, for most people, it, like, gets them and wakes them up.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's like, I didn't like that thing about the income tax, you know, not being legal. He goes, what's that all about? I said, what do you mean? You didn't like that one. I said, you like paying income tax? Well, no, but, you know, we got to pay it as Americans.
He didn't. Evidently, he was not really receptive to the information that was being provided to him.
Yeah, and I was like, but, you know, and I talked to him about Pete Hendrickson, and I said, and there's 2 code sections that specifically define who are taxpayers and they're residents of Washington, D.C., Puerto Rico, Guam, American Samoa, and another place, the American Virgin Islands. And I said, or if you're a federally elected employee or you work for the federal government. I said, it's laid out like that in the Internal Revenue Code. Everything else is voluntary. You know what his response was? Congress needs to fix that.
Uh-huh.
Like, what?
Yeah,
what do you mean Congress needs to fix that?
What the IRS is really concerned about, and I've noticed this, and how I did take note of it was in Michigan about driver licenses.
Mm-hmm.
Where the, what do they call them up there, the Secretary of State in Michigan, there was a lawsuit filed, and they showed the Secretary of State up there the information and the law, and she said, whoa, you mean people aren't required to have driver licenses out there? Well, the thing got quashed rather quickly, and it's simply because it's a monetary issue. If the IRS is out there been illegally collecting trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars illegally, ill-gotten gains from the American people, well, even if there was a class action lawsuit against the IRS and the federal government, there'd be no way for any restitution of the monies back to the money that they ripped off of people.
Of course not.
And this is what I'd said before, that, okay, we caught them in their scam. Okay, the IRS goes away. that would be enough for me, that they didn't collect illegally one more dime from anybody in this country, which would mean that the government would have to take steps to, oh, what we hear in the media all the time, oh, shrinking the size of government. No, they would have to do that. They'd have to do it immediately because we would be cutting off a good portion of their funds. But when you really look at this, what we collect in income taxes, or what the IRS collects in income taxes, is barely paying the juice on the money they've already borrowed, the usury.
Exactly.
And it's like, okay. But it has to happen. It can structurally change without devastating this country. But I do know this. On the path that we're on right now, they've already bankrupted us. We're already done. Stick a fork in us.
Yeah.
The real maximum law is 9/10 of the law is possession. As long as we still maintain it and possess it, that says come and get it if you can.
Yep.
And it's got to happen. It's got to take place because now the clowns, because they're saying because of their irresponsibility in spending and everything, government outlays of outrageous amounts of money for stuff that they shouldn't be doing. They shouldn't be involved in health care or Medicare or Social Security or anything else.
Or welfare or food stamps or any of that stuff.
There you go. And if any of that's to be done, it's to be done at state level. We have a greater control over our politics or politicians. But suffice it to say that the government would have to do some pretty fast shuffling to trim down their budget almost overnight.
They'd cut it down by two-thirds.
They would have to immediately.
They would get rid of most of the departments and all this other stuff. Anyway.
Yeah.
The last thing I want to tell you about this guy, this ultra-Republican, you know what got his attention? Pandora's black box. And it's probably because he's an engineer and because it had to do with the data from the flight data recorder of Flight 77, alleged, from the National Transportation Safety Board. It was like that caught his attention. He's like, oh, my God. He says, man, I'd hate to think the government was behind 9/11. And I've tried to talk to him about it before, and he's like, oh, that's a bunch of crazy stuff. In fact, when I gave him the DVDs, he said, what are these about? And I said, well, some about 9/11, some about the income tax, and some about the Iraq war. When I said 9/11, he just kind of rolled his eyes and kind of, you know, scoffed. But watching Pandora's black box, he was like, man, that made sense.
And out of all those DVDs you gave that guy, that, to me, I watched Pandora's Black Box, and it was boring, and I thought, who's going to watch this? I mean, I knew it was good information.
Yeah.
But who's going to sit there and watch these simulations?
An engineer. And professionals, airline pilots.
Yep, yep.
So all I'm saying is, the reason I'm bringing that up is you need to call Rob Balsamo from Pilots for 9/11 Truth. Have him on your show. And maybe the film's boring, but the guy has his stuff down cold.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Do me a favor. My board op's going to take you down. I'm going to get that name from you, and we'll get him on the air.
All right, Mr. Statmiller.
Thank you.
Wonderful show. Thank you, sir. I appreciate all you do.
Thank you, Kerry. I appreciate your
time. Absolutely. All right.
Folks, we are running a pledge drive for this network for the aforementioned reasons. If you were not with us yesterday, I did not want to go back into the details as to how we ended up here, but I did. And I have no regrets. I have no apologies. This network was attacked in January. The RBNLive.com taken down, and it's still down. It was put back up temporarily. And the man that did this, Wes Perkins, was justified in his own mind for doing that, trashing an entire network, all the listeners to all the different talk show hosts on this network. And, oh, by the way, he was starting his own network. So I'm sure that didn't have anything to do with it whatsoever. Yeah, and I'm a Chinese jet pilot. At any rate, the damage has been done. The forgiveness and the butt kicking will come later. Just kidding, Mr. Perkins. I'm not going to have to touch you. There's enough people that want to pound your butt right now that I'm not going to have to. You did a criminal thing, and shame on you for doing it. Having said that, that put us 3 months down in our bills across the spectrum at this network. And just about the time that we were ready to split and put up another bird and then put up Star Guide, ABC Star Guide, and pick and choose the best programming off of both birds to put it on the third one to offer that to AM and FM out there, that's when the attack came. Coincidence? Maybe. See, we weren't doing such a good job. This gentleman didn't think that I was the guy to run a network. Well, I think he's finding out today that just because you know IT stuff and you got somebody that can do a web banners and be a webmaster for you, that a network does not make. It takes a lot of time, a lot of energy, and a lot of money. To start this network, ladies and gentlemen, I didn't go out there and cherry pick existing talk show host. And Danny, if you're out there listening to the program today, you know, I consider you one of my best friends, and, well, you did a hatchet job on me. I'm sure you had your reasons for doing it. They were wrong, but we all make choices in this life. The people that came onto this network, the Webster Tarpleys, that never done his own radio program before, we put him on this network. Dr. Nick Bagage, he'd been a guest on hundreds of radio programs, never did his own show. The Dan Abramsons, the guys from Loose Change, Jason Burmis, never did their own radio programs. They did it here. And Nick Bagage bagged out because I talked to Deanne Burley, good friends with Deanne Burley, said, well, the reason why he left is he didn't want to be involved in any controversy. Not backing me, not backing this network, not defending his own program and what he's doing, because he's got a lot of good information. He just couldn't be involved in controversy. And the only, and I called him myself, because I happen to like Dr. Nick Bagage. He's a good man. He comes from good stock. Webster Tarpley was the only one that contacted me. And that was by email, not by phone call. Not, hey, go screw yourself, you're a bad guy, or anything else. Just a one-line email that said simply that I can no longer be associated with Republic Broadcasting Network. Not thank you, not go screw yourself, no nothing. Then I started digging into it, and I started to find out where the attitude of these people came from. And I've heard back from several of these people, they're not happy with where they're at right now. They're on a new network. Their numbers are pitiful. On this network, they had numbers. They had a voice, and people were listening. And I'll tell you what, if I worked for the other side, I would have done exactly that. And I'm not saying Wes Perkins or Danny Romero is working for the other side. They're just stupid. They were just stupid in their judgment. And I had no problem. If they would have came to me and told me that, look, we're going to start our own network, we think we can do a job, I would have shook hands with them and said, good luck. And by the way, give me a 30-day notice so I could replace you. That didn't happen. So consequently, it caused great damage to this network. And there are still some people out there that believed Wes Perkins' screed that he put on RBNLive.com. Still believe it. They don't trust me or anybody on this network. And that is a shame. Because I'm not in this for the money, and I'm certainly not in it for the glory. And I've made this statement before, and I'll stick to it. Check it out when I die. The only thing my epitaph on my gravestone is going to read, there's nothing worse in this life than a bad cup of coffee. And that's kind of an inside joke, because my earlier years, my background was in restaurants and managing. Anything from a five-star restaurant down to a greasy spoon. And the one thing that I would never, ever do to anybody, whether they're eating a hamburger or Cherry's Flambé, is give them a bad cup of coffee. Because ultimately, that's how people will judge a meal, is how it's finished off. And the one thing you don't give them is a bad cup of coffee. It sours the whole meal. So that's what's going to be on my epitaph, on my gravestone. And I don't care if anybody ever remembers my name, contributions of any sort. I don't care. It's not important. It's not part of my makeup, and I certainly don't need that to feed my ego. I approach this kind of on a militaristic stance, folks. I have a mission, and by God, I'm going to accomplish it. It's not a small one. It's huge. So we're in the middle of a pledge drive right now, and I'd like to read some of the names here. I'd like to read some of the names here that have stepped up, because we have to, the insurance company is doing its insurance thing, and the claim was put in the latter part of January. But you know how slowly insurance companies work. They're in the business of taking your premium money and investing it and enriching themselves. They certainly are not in the business of paying out on premiums. Just ask the people down in Katrina. But it is a good claim, and they are going to honor it. It's the question of how many dollars. But we don't know how much longer this is going to go on. So we're in the middle of a pledge drive, and we're asking you to dig deep. We have to. I just got a call here from WWCR. We're 30 days down on our shortwave bill. Frank Whalen, I don't know if you listen to that guy at night, but I think he's got a better program than George Norrie overnight. And he's on WWCR from 11 p.m. Central to 3 a.m. in the morning, and he does a good show. And the problem is that if we don't pay the shortwave bill, Frank goes off shortwave. So we are in a little fix. It's fixable. And I am not spending a whole lot of time crying over spilt milk. Whatever has been done has been done. It's time to pick up the pieces and move on. We're 3 months behind in the bills, and we're doing a pledge drive right now. So we're asking you to dig deep. If you just want to send it anonymously or just send it by mail, send it to RBN, 1015 South Mays, MAYS, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. I know it's lengthy, but there was nothing we can do about that. republicbroadcasting.org. You can go to the PayPal site, make a donation, click on that. You can put it on a credit card. You can call the office. You don't want to do it by computer? That's fine. You can call the office at 800-724-2719. These are some of the people of since Mike Herzog's show today. Mike from California, $50. Art, $100. Patrick in Nevada, $25. Gregory in Alabama, $50. Stephen in California, $25. Joy in Arizona, $20. Melissa in Texas, $100. Susan, $200. Mona, $200. Shelley and David in Indiana, $200. Anne in Norway, $20. Dean in Canada, $50. William in Georgia, $10. Steamer Flies by GrayWolf.com, $10. Thank you. F. Robert in Washington, $50. Gerald in Florida, $10. George Wooten, $200. Thank you. We've got to pay these bills, folks. We're not going anywhere. But here's the question for you. The way I've set this up, we have Republic Trading Group. Gold and silver sales have been absolutely flat across the board. Why? I have no idea. We talked to some of the bigger brokerage houses. They're contemplating laying people off because business is slowed down to that point where it should be going through the roof. Exactly the opposite has happened. The advertisers that we have on this network, ladies and gentlemen, Soleil Salt Lamps, Debt-Free Strategy, Steve Shank, Privacy Crisis, eFoods Direct. We're dropping, by the way, the analog satellite. So you folks that are still listening to us by analog, you may want to consider looking at our website and get the RBN satellite special, $149.95. Many people have been selling these satellites for $250 plus. We make a profit, folks. We don't get ridiculous about it. There are many sponsors. Please support them. Support them because they're supporting us, and they know what we're about. Let's go back to the phones. Don in Ohio. Hello, Don.
Yeah, I just wanted to let your listeners know that if they do not have MSNBC, that the Politico, let's see, what is it, Politico.com is carrying the debate on the website.
Okay.
So it's Politico.com.
Okay, I have it right here. The is it just Politico, www.politico.com, or The Politico?
Just Politico.
Okay, Politico, Politico.com.
Yes, also / debate / maybe take you to another page. I'm not sure, guys. I've been through a couple pages here, but they're supposed to be carrying it.
All right.
Yeah, thank you much.
Okay, thank you, Don. I appreciate it. Henry in Connecticut. Hello, Henry. Go, Henry. Henry, go ahead. Boy, that's a noisy phone line. There is a little bit of delay if he's online. Hello, Henry. Just put it back on. Are you there?
Hello.
Hello. Hello, Henry.
Yeah, hello. Okay,
yeah.
You just clicked on. Hi. Yeah, all right. Response to what you said about the government and health care and paying for this, that, and the other.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're aware of this, and it pissed me off when I heard about it. I don't think the government should be spending $140 million to promote abstinence with our teenagers in high school. And I found out that, and that had to come from all this moral garbage nonsense in this country. And I'm not saying there's all kinds of other things they put out, too. Most of it, the stuff that they provide to the people is peanuts. It's more, even Cooper checked this out, there is an accounting office of some type that registers everything.
Mm-hmm.
There's more money spent on them trying to control the masses to bring in this world government stuff, to build up all these secret weapons, drilling underneath the White House, underneath the ground with that tube tunnel train that Art Bell mentions about a tube worm thing on Mars. Well, there's some type of tube glass, not glass, but some type of tube high-speed train underneath the ground that goes from the middle part of the country to California and back in 2 or 3 minutes or 4 minutes or something, and there is such a thing. All this stuff, so they can control us to evolve into this one world with all these different subcultures and sub-races around the world that are flooding in here,
mm-hmm.
and grow and evolve. See, everything with these globalists, they may hate the Christians, that's true. I saw it in some of their books, but all their stuff is still very religious-oriented about them to evolve, and it's not to evolve like the white Western countries like Australia or Iceland, but the other way around. And it is religious with them, and I don't know why would that, like, for instance, I ask you, and I'll shut up, why would they spend $140 million to promote abstinence in the school? That has to be some nonsense from somebody connected to Bush. Why would he spend that money? He's spending more money in Iraq.
Here's another question.
Okay.
If we're talking about indoctrination, whether good or bad, depending on your point of view of our children,
they're not children if they're 17, 18.
Okay.
But go ahead.
Well, they're still adults in training to me, my friend.
Not
okay.
to me.
Well, okay.
Okay.
All right.
Well, go ahead. No problem. Go
okay.
ahead.
Okay. All right. Hang on a second, Henry. What I was going to say is whether you agree or don't agree with that should be done, you're right. The federal government shouldn't be paying for it any more than they should be in the Medicare or Medicaid or the retirement benefits, the trust that they rob on a regular basis. If Social Security was set up and people paid into it and was actually drawing interest, this is one of the things that Ron Paul wanted to do to fix Social Security. My idea about Social Security is we take no more money out of anybody else's pocket for Social Security, and we let them do that. We let them do that for themselves. And
right, but where are they going to put it into? It should be something we got to pay. You got to remember, all this stuff is linked. You got the Federal Reserve paper money dollar, which is worthless.
Right.
I'm going to go when the music goes. You got a paper money that's worthless, that's going down in value. There are other people in Europe, not just in Europe, even they aren't as socialist, as Switzerland, Australia, that still take care of their own people. We take more other races and other people around the world.
Right.
And Israel and Jews and to promote morality and beating our kids against the wall and shoving them with drugs. Okay, bye.
All right, thanks. Bye. Appreciate it. All right. Second hour coming up here at the National Intel Report. We'll continue to take your phone calls. Folks, we are on a pledge drive. After we get back, I'm going to let you know on how many countries actually, via the Internet, listen to this radio network. It's pretty amazing. By the way, the U.S. military is in that mix, too. Our support is with you, boys. We're going to get you out of Iraq. We'll be right back. Second hour coming at you.